That was Patrick Aloka, who was on 440. I'm gonna work Friday. Take me a month to accrue one day off of paid time. And I'm not gonna, the office was gonna close, it's mandatory, and I told them I'm not taking off if I can't work, so I'm gonna go in and accrue my time. Boy, I tell you, medicine stinks. Go ahead, Hal. It did sound better.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Ed. So what happened was I was putting everything back. I did not tighten down on one of the coax connectors. I had to tip it, but not the connector. So by doing that, I was not putting out very much power, maybe 150 milliwatts. That's all that was coming out of the radiator system. Guys, I got to get in the car. Got to run. I'll be on a little later. As long as I'm getting out, that's all I care about. If it's halfway decent, I'll pass it. Go ahead, Bob. Pick it up. Kilologic, Dirty Purple Zombie, Oceanside, Long Island.
Hal, join us on the rope, on the roads here. Get you in the mobile. And so we're, I was dealing with different radio mics for this show I was in. So it was fun that way for me. I didn't have much of a song to sing. I just was a member of the chorus and some of the other scenes. It worked out well. We'll talk later, Hal. Have a great day. We'll hopefully catch you when you're in the car if you get on your road there. Okay, Andy, I'm in traffic here on Jericho Turnpike. I know how you feel, and yeah, it was good to hear from Phil's brother there on 440. I have to see if my 440 works as well as I hope. Yep, you know where you are, so that's what it sounded like. So, okay, we'll let it go in rotation and see if anybody else wants to join us. Enter QXI.
Actually, I guess 440. Yeah, I'm usually on 440. That's where I thought I was. I should still be able to get through. 440 will be bad. I'm just going to go up there and see if Jay's there and try to coax him down to 2 meters. KD2ESY.
Very good, and you're returning. Okay. Didn't hear Jay out there. I have to find an easier way to switch to 440 on this radio and have a good frequency. Sometimes I try to monitor and it, I get some squeals. I get something like pager tone coming through. I try to use 440 on my 440 band. So I look at that. But I don't think I can I don't think there's anything I can do about it. That's what's in the air. Enter QXI. Yeah, making my way to Cross Island. Where are you headed today, Jay? You're headed out, Andy, you're headed out to Talkin again?
I'm right at the eastern edge of Northern Parkway now. And I'll be in Hot Fog in a minute or two. I'm on the town bypass. 347, 464 area. You have no day up there. You freeze there. Right around this time, a little bit sooner. You get to work about 10 after 8. Maybe he'll monitor. I think he's got a
show with this group was like 1989 and been doing first time. So let's see if they invite me back after I screwed up this one.
Copy that. It's still flurrying out here a little bit. 47th, now into traffic. That's the hard part. Being patient at every one of these lights. Sometimes I get the cruise right through some of them. Friday, I'm sure it's going to be a clear shot right through. I probably won't even hit any lights on Friday.
I hope we get, hope I maybe should be able to get through and everything. We're going close, nearby. The Cousin in Garden City is hosting this year. So it's actually, in about 2 years, it might be our turn to host. But we usually have, we've hosted a couple of times before. It's worked out very well. And her aunts, Eileen's aunts, come out early and help, you know, make sure everything's good for the family. So it should be a very nice time.
Great. I remember the good old days before everybody had their own families and doing their own thing. We were all together. It was really nice. I'm taking my crew to Fox Hollow in Woodbury. They used to have a buffet, which the kids, of course, love. They can keep going back 100 times and stuff themselves. Dad did, too. But it's all sit-down dinner now. They probably lost too much money with my kids at that buffet, so they're only doing sit-downs. It'll be nice. We've been doing that the last few years.
The Cousin just hosted and closed his restaurant in the Rockaways. He made a deal with a neighbor there. And so with that going on right now, he didn't want to do it in the house. Would have been a little tougher, so he made arrangements.
I hope there's no construction today. That delays me 10, 15 minutes. They have to do it right during rush hour. They've been working on these roads on Midtown Bypass for the past two and a half years. KDQ ESY on 347, Hubbock.
We went out to the Ronkonkoma area a couple of times. Went out to Smithtown Bypass. There's a mall there. Back a while ago, they used to have that service center with a catalog store. You go in the store and they pull it out of stock. It comes up on a belt. I went there for a couple of things one time. Worked out well. So used to have one in East Meadow, but it seems like they went out of business too. So unless they're somewhere, I just don't know. They're not here. Maybe I'll check online because they had some interesting product and good deals back then. Maybe they've been replaced by Amazon. NTQXI.
One of those places, too, in Melville, in the Huntington Mall. They went out of business a number of years ago. My wife and I used to go there regularly. That was a pretty good place. There's a bye-bye baby there now. Maybe Amazon and eBay did ruin them. But the Amazon is huge. I saw some images online of a warehouse, one of the Amazon warehouses. It is acres and acres. It is amazing how big this place is.
And they seem to have a variety of products, and I guess they could ship it from several different warehouses. So, and they probably do their own shipping now with the drones. That'd be fun. But we'll see how that catches up. So, yeah, I have a little drone I want to try to fix it and fly it, but, you know, it's mostly styrofoam. It's mostly foam plastic. So, one of the propellers got a little chipped. So I have a spare propeller. Gotta take that baby apart and get it back together again. to find a big cable to work on it, because it takes up a lot of space. N2QXI.
Net, good night.
N2QXI, KD2ESY. No way Amazon is using drones to make deliveries. That was just like a publicity stunt or something for advertising. I can't see that happening at all.
I saw this other place that uses a drone to fly a defibrillator. It flies a defibrillator to a heart attack scene. And what they show is, you know, at a mall. And you call for 911 and the drone comes to the nearest entrance. And you bring it and the drone has a speakerphone so it can talk to the person who's giving aid and tell them how to do it with the defibrillator on board. Now that sounds like a real worthwhile endeavor to speed first response to the scene, and then the ambulance is on its way on the ground.
That is a great idea in theory. It certainly is. It has to be one heck of a big drone to carry one of those machines around. These drones, they can't take too much weight. But I still can't see how they're going to be carrying anything Amazon. They would have to have a clear path, no wires, no poles, no trees. That means somebody just almost cracked up into the car behind me. Slow down. Has to have some pretty incredible programming. It's like flying blind.
Definitely they could get above the trees and wires, but not into troublesome airspace. But they would probably, it has to be flown like a pilot to the scene. And that's entirely programmable. They saw something, I think it was a joke, but it was with Google. They said they built their Google bicycle like their Google car, and the bicycle can basically drive itself. Supposedly balances itself and everything. I don't know how that could work, but they showed an interesting video on it where I think it was Netherlands has a lot more bicycles on the road than cars. So they thought that this would be a good thing. Because basically the person could be riding and set the destination. The bicycle determines safe path, and you could be looking at your laptop. That's one example on the thing.
That reminds me of the audiobook. I think Glenn Beckett put this out on Agenda 21, which basically says society, they're all basically fenced in, and the community has to work, they have to produce electricity, and they can only use bicycles. There's very little, if anything, electronic, like Green Earth garbage movement. That was a pretty interesting audiobook, don't you think?
I keep wondering if there might have been an advantage to not centralize our energy, our power generators, centralizing, everybody has to share the same grid, and the power has to be transmitted many miles over wires. It would make sort of each block its own power station that can generate power for the block. You wouldn't get the total East Coast blackout that happened years ago. We had a blackout last week in Franklin Square for about 20 minutes, I guess. Long enough to start getting concerned. But long enough to get the batteries out, but then it came back on and was stable after that. So, luckily I was sitting there with my daughter and we were able to work it out, and I had the cell phone flashlight for a minute.
I'd love to have solar panels with a battery bank. That would be good. I have no problem with that. I just think that this Green Earth movement has gone a little too far, giving people fear
that we're going to be completely out of power. Yeah, we've become too reliant on the power company, way too reliant. We should have alternatives that I believe that the auto manufacturers have suppressed, and the oil and gasoline manufacturers have suppressed other technologies because of greed. Look what we went through a few years ago when the gas prices were $4 a gallon. There's no need to do that. I don't know if it's OPEC or who is trying to control these prices and make money. And it's not necessary. There's so much fuel out there. But alternatives, I have no problem with alternatives. Why don't we have hydrogen? I know it's extremely combustible and dangerous, but so is gasoline.
Iceland, they have hydrogen because they have the geysers. And they use the geysers to generate electricity to produce the hydrogen. And since the electricity for the from the geysers is very inexpensive, so they produce it to hydrogen and then use fuel cells. So they pump the hydrogen into vehicles, and the fuel cells are how you get the power back out of the hydrogen. The output is water. So that, I think that would be better than batteries. I don't know if there's a there's some sort of membrane in the fuel cells. I don't know if there's sort of a shelf life or a effective life of that like there was in the batteries. But I have solar panels. I'm doing well with it. LIPA bill was about $20, and solar panels was like half of that. So, you know, we pay two bills now because we can't be off-grid with this system. The neighbor next door has an emergency generator. It kicks in once a month and runs a test. So, but he has gas run to the house for the emergency generator in the backyard. So he was able to set himself up that way.
That's good. We have a generator, too. It's portable. So we'll have to plug it in when we need it. I wonder if we're going to need it this winter. I think we really should use hydrogen for the cars. There are no effluents. What does it give? Water. Hydrogen and oxygen and water. That's it. But that's why I think that this is being driven for greedy purposes. To use petroleum. There's an incredible amount of money in it. And I would love to have those solar cells on my house. I see that a lot of houses that them the Home Depot type, which doesn't cost them anything, but they're mounting them the wrong way on their houses. They're flat on the roof. Unless they have a good pitch to the sun, it's supposed to be mounted at an angle. The angle of insulation is very bad, that the production of electricity is going to be very, very low and not worth it when they put them flat on the house with a when the roof is not pitched correctly. I'd love to get them put on the roof. I need a new roof, though. I have three roofs on there, which is at least 20 years old. One of the projects we're going to do is redo the roof of the house. Love to get those panels up there. KD2ESY, I'm almost at work.
Sorry, a video last week about a solar panel was sort of a conical shape and rotated. So the solar panels would rotate and would be in a cone shape, so it would meet the angle of the sun all year. And the theory being that they rotate, they don't overheat. Instead of overheating, overheating causes some loss. So if they rotate, they have an opportunity when they're facing the other direction to cool. So it's like a, it looks very nice, like a little, almost like a beehive, but they mount it point up instead of point down, and that works out well, supposedly, from that thing. The big wind turbines, a friend of mine is convinced that they're not the best design. He has a better design, and almost like a reverse of a jet engine. Big intake and power out. Just the wind. There's some place that has that set up a demonstration somewhere. So there's alternatives common known out there. Now some people say we should get rid of the EPA. They do nothing but fund lobbyists or, they're all in the lobbyist pocket. So how are we going to get anything new with the EPA looking to satisfy the lobbyists? There's a couple of departments that they say they should get rid of. EPA and Department.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
I'm up for that. I didn't hear the tone after you released. I didn't know that the panels could actually get either overheated or too hot, and so production of electricity increases up to a point where they overheat, and then you lose some of that production of electricity. Interesting, I didn't know. This will be my last round. I'll be at the office in just a minute, Bob. It's KD2ESY, I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, but that was the claim in the one that wanted to sell the rotating thing. See if you can verify that. But, that was the claim. So we'll see what that's about. I have the solar panels. I have an app, and I can see the production during the day, and it seems to follow the sunlight sunset. It doesn't. I haven't seen where as it gets hot during the day that affects production, other than maybe a cloud going over. But it has to be a long deep cloud. My back of the house faces south, and we put 17 panels up there, and they seem to be working real good for us. My meter is like 3,200 kilowatt hours, and it's been steady with that most days. If I'm on the grid, I'm just using what I produce. So, have a great day. I'm in the parking lot here, too. 73, then 2QXI, we're going clear.
Bob, you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the conversation. And 2QXI, KD2ESY, I'll be clear. 73, Bob.
Mobile.